cliffcentral.com.
What's going on, George?
So do you know why car alarms go off? Have you ever had a car alarm, your car alarm or any other person's car alarm go off as a result of a loud noise?
Yeah, it happens often in like big parking lots and then everyone's car alarm goes off. Why is that? Is it the shockwave?
That causes them to go off for just nothing, for just like no reason the car alarm goes off.
Well,
no, but obviously this is the reason, but it seems like there isn't one.
A little known fact that car alarms sensors are more than just motion sensors. People think that car alarms go off because there's a motion sensor inside the car. That's actually not true. There are a range of shock and impact sensors inside the car that make the alarm go off if there's anything that creates vibration, and sound creates vibration. So that's why the car alarm goes off when there's a loud noise.
Okay. So they build these things into them, which is damned annoying because it means that you have to go through the trauma of an accident or an impact or something, and then you also have to be irritated by the wee 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 that happens afterwards. It's great thinking.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
But is that a sound sensor, or is it a motion sensor that gets triggered by a loud enough sound causing motion? Is it supposed to detect a loud noise, or is it a byproduct of the vibration of a loud noise?
I think it's a byproduct of the vibration of a loud noise. It's meant as a shock or impact sensor.
Okay.
All right.
That's my opinion. Didn't say that in the research that we did on this topic.
I'm going to go and shout at cars in parking lots and see if I can make their alarm go off by like just yelling at them. Go with a pot and a pan and be like, yeah, this car's alarm sucks. Didn't pick that up at all.
That reminds me, Gareth, and I didn't say hello to Ben. How's it, Ben?
Yeah, good, George.
I thought you, when I saw you this morning when I tuned into the show, I thought you were like just woken up because you were so still. You were just sitting there, and Gareth was talking, and you were just still.
He was probably bored. He was probably bored with me. You know, Ben is useless at pretending he gives a shit about something when he really doesn't. He's probably sitting there going, "Oh well, this guy just shut up."
Gareth was going on a bit, but
thanks, George. You were also bored. Great.
talking about, I went to Cape Town this week, and very quickly, I remember I bought that book of Munda.
Tumulari, yeah, leadership book.
Yes. So I started reading it on the airplane,
mm-hmm.
and I've like got to the second page, and I was like, "This is a shit book. Why the hell am I reading this book?" And I carried on reading and carried on reading, and then I realized that I was actually in the preface. I wasn't in the book yet. And the preface was going on and on and on. There was no value. But then when I got to chapter one, and then I got to chapter two, there is actually quite a lot of value in that book, and it and he brings it out quite early on. So
All right. So
really good book so far.
Thank
What's
God.
What's it called again? Leadership. Did you say the book's called Leadership, or it's about leadership?
Called Clarity. It's called Clarity. Yeah, it's
about Clarity. Leadership.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm relieved about that because otherwise we'd have had you and Munda fighting about it. But all right, cool. What else you got for us, George? No,
I thought I mentioned a very good book. A car, right? Have you ever had to have a very difficult conversation with somebody? A car turns out to be a very good place to have a difficult conversation.
Because they can't escape?
Well, I think it may be because they can't escape. But, confrontation.
And if they start beating the shit out of you, they will also get themselves killed. There's one person in the world who's still alive purely because the shit they gave me was in a car while it was driving. I would have like beaten them to death otherwise. And it was like, well, if I do this, this person's driving, we'll both die, but it might be worth it.
Sure. Must have really pissed you off.
I agree with all of that. But confrontation usually means that you've got to face the person. You've got to make eye contact. Human behavior, you make eye contact when you confront.
Yeah.
Whereas with car, you're actually side by side. So it creates less confrontation. So it actually diffuses the conversation a little bit. So that's one good reason why you should have difficult conversations in a car. And then also, it can be more productive in a car because your secondary activity is having the conversation. Your primary activity is actually driving.
Okay.
So therefore, it further diffuses the confrontation that might occur.
Ah, but wouldn't road rage up the ante? I mean, like if I'm arguing with someone and then someone's driving badly in front of me or someone puts on their brakes quickly.
Very good
point. Wouldn't that accelerate the problem?
It's not a calm environment. I'm not at my most rational and at my most sort of discerning when I'm driving around and assholes are I'm the only person in the world. Everyone else is an NPC in a video game driving, which is most people.
It's funny how people become different personalities when they get behind the wheel of a car. It fascinates me. That's why I drive electric, calms me down. I listen to serene music, and I control my emotions, as Ben was putting it earlier. It's serenity.
All right. Okay, well, interesting. So if you want to have an argument with someone, do it in the car, but not while the car is moving.
Whereas I am the shittest version of myself when I'm driving in any kind of 3.5 or more traffic. Like, I like driving. I enjoy driving cars, but I hate driving. It makes me a misanthropist that, just wishes for a comet or a nuclear war because people are just so inconsiderate. I've come to realize that the exact same system of only I exist, I'll do what I want, everyone must get out of my way exists in public walking places everywhere in the world. But everybody's I'm only not going to crash into you because I lose points. I'll have admin to do. Yeah. If I kill you, there might be a court case. Not because you might have a right point.
You actually illustrate the point that the problem is people, not cars, because people will do the same stuff.
I enjoy driving a car if I have room to actually go and it's a nice car. You know, bumper to bumper traffic, doesn't matter if I'm in a Bugatti or a Rolls Royce, I'm going to hate that. But if I can chuck it around some corners, cars are fun. But people are just everything that's wrong with humanity is on display in traffic. Everyone's always first all the time because it's me.
Yeah.
Personalities change as you get into the car. So onto a more interesting topic. In England, you've been to England lately, Gord. In England, something bizarre happened. This car thief stole a Mitsubishi ASX, which is an SUV. And it wasn't the stealing of the car that got him caught. He's on the same day that he stole the car, he didn't pay for petrol. He drove off. He didn't pay for petrol when he went to the filling station. So that was the reason the police were looking for him. So the police saw him go into this one house, and they followed him into the house. And when they followed him to the house, started searching the house, couldn't find him. And when they couldn't find him, they suddenly heard the teddy bear in the corner breathing.
Oh, my God.
And he had... found this teddy bear, cut a hole in the bottom, and climbed into the teddy bear as a hiding place.
Jesus, okay.
How massive was the teddy bear, or how small was the dude?
Well, there's the teddy bear on the screen that he climbed into.
Which, if that, everything being proportionate, if that asshole of the teddy bear is big enough to get an adult human in, that has got to be a two-story teddy bear.
It's pretty big.
Well, I mean, if you look at the guy's hand on the top, it kind of gives you a little bit of a reference.
There's the hand. Okay.
Oh, wow. That is a big-ass teddy bear.
It's a very small man.
But the teddy bear, if the hand is that big of an adult man, is still not big enough to fit a whole human. He probably put it on his head, and then, the rest of him was out.
Don't know, but this guy hid in the teddy bear and got caught, and the reason
was a hiding place because he got found. So
I agree. It was a really bad hiding place. And then very finally, Gareth, the grill on the front of a car.
Yep.
What is it used for? Traditionally, it's been used for airflow, cooling down the engine inside the car. But it turns out that the grill doesn't have to be this gaping hole in order to cool the car down. You actually only need a couple of slats in order to cool the radiator down behind the grill.
Funny, that's exactly what they said about that teddy bear. It doesn't need to be a big gaping hole. It just needs a couple of slats removed, you know?
Exactly. But it turns out that grills, like tail fins on cars, are actually quite a big feature when it comes to how people select their car.
Okay. It's all in the looks.
It looks cool. I always thought it was mostly a design element. Like, they need a few holes, so then that gives them a reason to put a little designy thing at the front.
It's definitely a design element. And apparently people are attracted to cars that have grills that are big. Look at the Aston Martin, look at the BMW, the latest BMW. The grille's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. But that's actually an aesthetic feature that people are attracted to.
Hmm. All right, very good. So now we know that that's also just marketing, really. That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's another aspect of marketing.
Except when you get to electric cars, you don't need the grille.
At all.
You know, in the Tesla, there's no grill.
Well,
George, I really have something interesting about the Tesla when I was away. Because there were so many of them and you see them every single day, they're actually hugely ugly cars. Like, if you see one in isolation, like, wow, this is amazing. It's so futuristic. But you see them, they start to look like electric Elmiras when you see them all day, every day.
Yeah, it's almost like the Hyundai Elantra, I think it was. You know, when they first came out, they were cool, but then they were everywhere.
Yeah.
And then it becomes like uncool. It's like, oh, just another bloody Elantra.
Yeah.
Listen, you lot, we're out of time. Thank you for a lovely Friday morning. Gord, Ben, and George. George, we will see you next week.
I got gorged.
Have an excellent week, everybody, and we'll catch up again very soon.
See you, my dudes.
Very soon.
Bye, everybody.
Cheers,
happy
everyone.
Weekend. Friday it up.
Happy weekend.
Peace out.
Cheers, everyone. Bye-bye. CliffCentral.com.